This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Veterans Day was just a few days ago, but for many veterans, every day is Veterans Day. These are men and women who are reminded of their service to the nation every time they try to take a step or get a good night's sleep. They're dealing with the impact of war, and they need help. And sometimes the help that they need just isn't available at the VA. In San Antonio, we've seen a rise of alternative approaches to providing special services to these veterans to help them get some relief. We're going to be talking about that this half hour. We're joined by Bob Deschner. He's the board president for Vet Trip, and that's TRIIP, an immersion recovery program for veterans. Dr. Melinda Fiados, she is the medical director for the Family Endeavors at the Stephen A. Cohen Military Family Clinic here in San Antonio. Cody Vance is a San Antonio project manager for the Open Door Public Art Program. And Iris Gonzalez, she is a military spouse and contributing writer to the Rivard Report. And she's done a fantastic job of covering this issue at that online venue at the Rivard Report. And thanks all of y'all for coming up here this afternoon. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
So we're talking about alternative approaches, and we're seeing that here in San Antonio. People are looking for ways to help veterans, mainly who are dealing with PTSD and traumatic brain injury and other issues coming back from war. And so, Bob, let me ask you about what you're doing at the Vet Trip. What is this immersion treatment that y'all have?
Sure. We were based upon what they did at Fort Hood and Fort Bliss. We really are standing on their shoulders because they had a full-time program there. And what we did was condense it down to 2 hours plus a secondary program we call Stage 2. The two-hour integrative immersion process is we bring veterans in and do some things to help relax them initially, aromatherapy, some EFT tapping, and then they get on the table in groups of 4 to 8. So we find that putting veterans together helps relax them. They're fully clothed, they're draped with a comforter, and then they'll have people do energy work like Reiki, Qigong, massage, therapeutic massage, chiropractic care, and acupuncture. At the same time, you have relaxing music playing. So in 2 hours, they get off the table feeling like melted jello.
You know, on your website, and what is your website?
It's vettrip.org, and trip is spelled, like you said, T-R-I-I-P. There's two I's in trip.
Right. I just wanted to say, there's so much information here. There's no way we're going to be able to do it justice in this half hour. What I really would like to do is just sort of raise people's awareness that these things exist, and that hopefully we're going to put all these links on our website, and people can go there and follow up, particularly if you're listening and you think that you are one of these individuals, you know you're one of these individuals, even if you aren't a veteran. You know, if you're an individual in your day-to-day life, and you can have PTSD just from having a tragic, traumatic experience, and maybe this is something along these lines, maybe something that can help you. And so, Dr. Melinda Fiados, let me ask you about the Family Endeavors, and I know that's a military family clinic here in San Antonio, and what you're offering.
Well, we offer free mental health care to veterans and their families, which is something that the VA is unable to do. So we're very happy to, because they're not allowed to treat families. And as a psychiatrist and as a mental health provider, and I think just people in general understand that no one exists in a vacuum. And if we're not dealing with the family issues, then we're really doing a disservice to the service member or the veteran. So we're able to provide those services not just to the veteran, but also to the family members.
So people say, how can you do that for no cost? Stephen Cohen, he provided the funds for this?
He did.
Okay, and there are several of these around the country, but he picked San Antonio because he knew this was a city that had a need.
That's correct. We have a lot of veterans, and so we have a lot of demand for mental health care needs. And so San Antonio was one of several places chosen. Family Endeavors was chosen to deliver this service here in San Antonio. But there are several clinics all over the country, and there are more projected to open.
So what kind of services? I mean, I know it's psychiatric care, and it's for the entire family. And I read that the waiting is very short.
Right. So we will have, if they call in, we are going to have them with an intake coordinator within 24 hours. That is our goal. And we offer, you know, once they get with the intake coordinator, we figure out what would be the best, whether they need therapy or medication management, then we're going to start the intake process, and we're going to get them in within 5 to 7 days for all to start treatment. So we have had quite a demand in our short time. We opened up in April, and we've really, at first we were a little bit nervous that we wouldn't have enough patients, but that was unfounded. So, you know, we offer group therapy, we offer individual therapy, we offer family therapy, we offer psychiatric services, and we offer evidence-based practices like prolonged exposure, cognitive processing therapy. You know, we do the best that we can for our patients, and it's really rewarding to see what happens when you treat the entire family and how things progress more rapidly.
Cody Vance, you're a project manager for Open the Door Public Art Program, and you're an artist yourself here in San Antonio. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're doing?
Yeah, we're gathering a bunch of veterans, and we're going through the process of helping them co-op deal through art, through a creative process. You know, everybody fights on their own battlefields, as to coin one of our team members saying, and this was the brainchild of the Texan French Alliance for the Arts out in Houston, and they've done work all over internationally and nationally, and they decided to come to San Antonio, military city, of course, get with the veterans, let's see how this is going to go, and it was a resounding success, completely transformative for everybody who's involved. Now they're going for getting ready to start up their full program, and they're a nonprofit, lives and dies for funding, so that's what they're doing. We've got great help with our friends at HEB and VIA. They're totally supportive, and we are getting, right now we've got 5 teams, one each of an advocate, an artist, and a veteran. And the veteran pretty much was in a stage of transition from military life to combat and into the family zone. And we had them share our stories, come in, and we got the whole process going, and it was amazing just how everybody opened up. Everybody was able to put their worries aside, use art, get that 6-year-old out, piece of paper, some crayon, and just play. And it opened them up. Everybody instantly clicked and became this family. And it's so transformative, so healing.
And there's a show coming up?
Yes, Thursday from 4:30 to 6 at VIA, the Grand on 123 North Medina. We'll have our final pilot program event. All the teams will be there. All the veterans will be there. They'll be speaking about their doors, what's the meaning behind their doors. They're showing the artwork with the artist, and it's going to be a great, great, great night.
Okay, we're going to keep talking about this. Our phone lines are open. If you want to call in with a question or a comment, please do. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. We're showing you a snapshot of the many and varied approaches that we have to veteran services here in San Antonio. Some amazing, interesting, compassionate actions happening right here, and they're doing some good. Call in. The number is 210-614-8980. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. More than 2.6 million veterans have served in the Middle East since 9/11. It's estimated that 3 in 10 have post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, a traumatic brain injury, or severe depression. While traditional treatment is available at the VA, many vets respond to new approaches to relieve pain and find emotional support and use non-drug-related methods in order to relax and find that peaceful sleep that they're missing. We're looking at some of these varied approaches that have sprung up here in San Antonio, varied approaches to provide veteran services. And our phone lines are open. If you got a question or a comment, the number is 210-614-8980. We're speaking with Bob Deschner. He's with TRIP, Vet TRIP, and that's T-R-I-I-P. They do an immersion program for veterans. On the line, we have Dr. Melinda Fiados. She is with the Family Endeavors Military Family Clinic here in San Antonio. They offer free services. Cody Vance, he's a project manager for Open the Door Public Art Program. And Iris Gonzalez, she is a military spouse, and she is a contributing writer to the Rivard Report. And Iris, I want to go to you. What are you seeing? You have done some extensive coverage of all the different types of events and services that are out there for local veterans and their families. What's catching your eye?
Well, it turns out that there's quite a bit of activity here in Military City. And if you were to look on the online archives for the Rivard Report, you would find over 550 articles just on veterans. And Rivard Report is entering now in its fifth year. So that's a lot of groups that are out there trying to provide resources for local veterans. Just to give you one example, October 17th, we published an article about Project Phoenix SA, and it's a local group that provides a sense of unity, support, and provides opportunities for community service for local veterans. And even more importantly, they host a monthly walk to help highlight the problem of veteran suicide. According to a 2016 study from the VA, they estimate that there's an average of 20 veterans committing suicide every day. So this local group, Project Phoenix SA, does this monthly walk, and it's helped veterans that are contemplating suicide, that are battling with depression, as well as with surviving family members of veterans who have committed suicide.
So we hear that different approaches are needed, that people are different. Everyone's went through a different experience. We all grew up different. We've all got different psychological issues. And so we shouldn't knock anything off the table if it provides relief for somebody, then it should all be considered with some respect, right?
Correct. And, you know, veterans have different responses. For Veterans Day, I wrote an article about what veterans wished civilians understood about what the veteran experience is. And something as simple as asking a veteran, thank you for your service, you might get some different responses, and that's because every veteran comes to it with different experiences. Maybe some are traumatized, maybe some aren't. But the reality is that I think we're fortunate here in San Antonio to have so many resources and so many nonprofits and corporate sponsors that are interested in providing these local resources.
We have to make sure that people know what services are out there.
Exactly.
That's what we're trying to do this afternoon. We can't really explain everything that's going on, but we do want to put links to all these programs on our website. It'll be there after the program, and people can explore and get more information later. Michelle has called in. The number is 210-614-8980. And Michelle, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, my name's Michelle Bowles, and I'm a certified yoga therapist that specializes in working with military personnel, active duty military personnel, veterans, and their families, even including children. And part of why I became a yoga therapist is I have a younger brother who's a combat disabled veteran with PTSD, and the clinical research showing the impact, the positive impact that can be made with chronic pain, with PTS symptoms, with resilience, using tools of yoga are why I am in this field. I'm trained in trauma therapy as well, and we utilize a lot of the tools of working with the polyvagal nerve and toning that polyvagal nerve, as well as the traditional yoga techniques.
All right, Michelle, thank you for that. Appreciate it. Thanks for bringing that to our attention. Bob, let me ask you about the pain system that people have in their mind, you know, in their brain, and it can be interrupted using your techniques that y'all have at the TRIP, TRIIP, Vet TRIP, and is that what y'all are shooting for, to try to figure out just interrupt the pain feedback loop and give people a chance to find some recovery?
We start out looking at pain thinking that was a simple thing, but when military populations, one of the biggest problems is PTSD along with TBI. So we found that they were related. And in fact, many of the studies looking at suicide and suicide prevention is showing that emotional distress and pain is one of the biggest driving factors. So just by relieving the pain, your brain can't tell the difference between emotional pain and physical pain. You reduce some of the driving factors for things like suicide. It also helps sleep. So we focus at comfort, relaxation, and more sleep, improving everything. We don't do counseling. We don't do medications, but that's why we rely on organizations like Family Endeavors, the VA, the Vet Centers, BAMPSI, SAMHSA, and all the other organizations that do the traditional medical care. We do things that enhance that. If you can get somebody relaxed enough to walk in to the doctor's office and say, "Doc, I really need to talk about these things," it totally transforms the clinical relationship.
Well, tell me a story. How does somebody that you have seen, they may walk in with crutches or on with a cane or a walker, and then they leave later being able to carry that walker out the door? How does that work?
We all have miracle stories, but what we look at is, on the whole, do we have them coming in at 8, 9, and 10, where they're impaired by their pain, they're impaired by their stress on a 10-point scale, where 10's unbearable stress and pain, and can they walk out at below 3? If they're below 3, they're in recovery. They're starting, their body's starting to heal itself. So we have combat vets that have come in 30 days, 90 days from combat. They've had gunshot wounds. We've had explosive experiences with explosive devices. We've had people that are Vietnam veterans that have long, lingering problems and health problems and pain. And there's so many stories. We're prohibited by specifics that we can talk about.
Sure.
But I can tell one lady that just came in the last 3 months, was a Vietnam veteran. She said she went to the VA and told them that, it's hard to tell the stories. She told them that I can't live with this pain anymore, and I've made plans. I don't need counseling. I just can't live with pain being 8, 9, and 10 every day for 2.5 years. And the first time she came in, she left without talking to us much, but her pain level was reported down to 2. And the second time she came in, she had to tell the story. So they came and got me and said, listen to this lady's story. And she says, I don't hurt.
And these are people that for so long they have lived with pain that they've never gotten what that's like to be without.
She came in the third time and she was laughing. She said, I woke up this morning and I didn't have any pain for the first time in 2.5 years, and I'm laughing. I feel like I'm laughing all day.
And this is with non-drug evasive.
It's non-drug. So she couldn't have survived to even get to us if she didn't have the VA care. But whatever it was that was causing that, we were able to get her relaxed. Profoundly relaxed. We were able to help that stress level to come down. And the combination of all these different modalities is what does it. It's not one thing. Although we're always looking for that one key to unlock the lock, we're looking at using a bunch of different things that maybe each give you 10% benefit. But if you use 6 or 7 things with 10% benefit, if you can create that integrative synergy, you get results. And that's why I'm thrilled to talk to them about the art therapy. I'm thrilled to work with Family Endeavors. Every organization that has a new way of doing things gives us another opportunity that might help somebody that we couldn't help any other way. So that's why the face of the new work with PTSD, PTS, and pain is integrative programs. And that's what we focus on. How many things can we integrate in? It's like a buffet or a smorgasbord. You want to find the things that work best for that one person, what they like to do.
I'm going to get another caller. Cynthia is on the line. Cynthia, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, I am calling because I have a spouse who is a PTSD afflicted person, but not from the war. I wanted to know how I could get involved personally, and I also wanted to know, do you provide services for people who have lived through something that has created a PTSD but might not have been in the war or in combat?
Okay.
I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Cynthia. And Bob, you want to take that?
We're set up to deal with military PTSD, right. Combat PTSD for soldiers, service members, their families, as well as veterans. But the techniques that you learn by being part of our program. So if she'd like to find out more, why don't you have her contact us through the website, and we'll give her some resources and ways to go. And we may relay her over to other things like the art therapy and the yoga and programs that are for civilians. But we can show her some techniques right now that would help calm things down and make him feel better. And they're the techniques we teach all of our veterans to do. So they get self-care every day when they learn these techniques.
So Cody Vance, you're an artist yourself, and you're the managing director for project manager for Open the Door. We're using art to help the veterans deal with their experiences. But don't you find that, I mean, shouldn't more people be playing with art themselves? I mean,
I've never understood why nobody plays with art. It's such a release. I mean, it takes you back to the 6-year-old, like I mentioned before. You know, and listen to everybody talking today. You know, I challenge everybody out there just to walk around, clench a fist just as hard as you can, and walk around for as long as you can. And that's how people with PTSD feel. They're so clenched up. That's why they can't feel like they can begin to heal, because their body is so stressed out. It's just so rigid. They're hanging on for all they're worth. These different therapies, art, the acupuncture, and everything else going on, it allows you to relax so that your body can start healing, your mind can open up. To use a military term, the art specifically flanks everything that's going on in your head. It doesn't distract you because that would take more energy, but it flanks it. It kind of tells it to shut up. I want to play. I want to crayon. I want to do this, whatever. And it opens up this entire dialogue internally that you can't ignore. It melts away, and people are, they're able to actually see sunlight before, when they go out, instead of sitting there and no matter where they're at, they're in a dark room. Nobody fights alone, and that's part of the problem that all of us have. We think we're doing this alone, and we're not. There's many, many people out there, and they're dealing with this day to day.
So Dr. Melinda Fierros, Medical Director for Family Endeavors, a Military Family Clinic here in San Antonio. I mean, you're a doctor. You're a medical professional. But some of these things, they're not really proven medically, you know, so how do you Jake that?
You know, I think that when people are suffering in pain, anything that works for them is a godsend or is something that they should try. You know, it's something that they should be willing to check it out. I actually can talk. I'm actually also a veteran, and so I actually have been through the Vet Trip program, and I can say that it was wonderful. And I think that we need to try everything. And I especially love the idea of doing something like this over medication, because there is no magic pill, and all pills have side effects, and they all cause other problems. And so, you know, we can find other ways for people to manage or deal or cope with their pain, whether that be physical pain or mental pain, then, you know, I encourage it. And I think that we should be open to yoga and meditation and acupuncture and art. I mean, art, obviously, is such a wonderful way for expression. There's so many wonderful benefits to art.
All right,
and I'm so happy. I know you all have another program talking about art getting back into the STEM curriculum.
Yes.
I think that's going to be great. I mean, I hope it really does.
Okay, we're out of time, but I want to thank all of our guests. I don't have enough time to name everybody, but we're going to post everything on the website, links on the website. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, TPR.org.